Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise, hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back again into countries, homes, wherever that you're at. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ, just lifting up the name of Jesus. Our subject tonight is your enemies be scattered. You know, thank God I know that if we trust in our Lord and our Savior, when the enemies come up at us, why, we've got somebody to fight our battles for us, somebody to stand for us, and the enemy will have to be scattered. And I thank God for that. So if you want to be a part of this service today, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. That's 310-742-1759. So go ahead and call in and get on here with us. And just we'll all can say that it's been good to be in the presence of the Lord. So I've got a call in here, so I'm going to find out who it is there, and we'll get them to come in there and tell us who they are and where they're at there. 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Lloyd, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Thornhill Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing today?
We're blessed, Brother, sitting up here under a lot of rain, but we're blessed.
Yeah, it's rained the last 2 or 3 days down here.
Yeah, we've been getting our part of it up here, that's for sure.
And Lord knows what we need, I guess.
Yep, that's for sure. If he didn't know, we're in trouble, then.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord. Just go ahead there, brother, and obey the Lord there.
Well, first of all, Lily texted me, said she'd been sick all day. Lily Torres, pastor's wife, Lily and Willie, and she said that she'd like to go to heaven, and she's hanging around just out of Christmas to see what I got her for Christmas. But
I heard that.
So I told her if I texted her back and said if I have to live, you and Brother Willie have to live too, you know. But
amen.
You know, we're talking about not the enemies, you know. They'll come at you in every direction, you know, here. We're in Numbers 10 and 35, you know. I read a little bit before that, you know, but I just want to say, too, that I love the Lord and thank the Lord for everything he's done for me and my family, you know. Without God, I could do nothing, you know. And God is good, ain't he?
Amen. All the time, God
Praise
is
the
good.
Lord. I'm going to start reading here a little in Numbers 10. And I'll just start at 33 there. And they departed from the mountain of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. And the clouds of the Lord was upon them by day. And when they went out of the camp, and it came to pass, when the ark set before that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee from thee. And when it rested, he raised up, returned, O Lord, unto the enemy. Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel's, you know. He's talking about the Lord, you know, your enemies will flee from you. But, you know, brother, Lord, they had to do something there for that to happen. They had to bear the ark,
man.
You know, the ark before them, praise God. We don't tote the ark around like they did back then. You know, then it was I don't know how big it is. I wasn't there, but I know it's different now. We don't have to carry that big ark around with us everywhere we go. But, you know, down through the years, they made it easier for us, and they give us the Bible, you know, to carry around, you know. But that still ain't all we got to do. Just carrying the Bible don't mean that it's God's going to worship that, you know, honor that. We got to live what the Bible says. We can't just tote the Bible around and say amen all the time and then expect him to chase off our enemies, you know. Because you do, you know as well as I do, if you confess that you serve in the Lord Jesus Christ, somewhere down the road your enemy is going to tempt you and see if you really are. And so it's more to it than just toting the Bible around. But, you know, you got to live it. And now, you know, I think that the ark went before them. And if we put the Ten Commandments before us, that's what we said to do, you know. Honor
Amen.
Your father and mother. Don't have no other gods before you but one. And there's something in there, you know, brother Lord, that they don't want to do, that they don't want to carry. They cannot carry the Ten Commandments before them. They cannot put them before their face like they used to do the ark. There's something about the Ten Commandments, you know. You know, the ark, just anybody couldn't handle that ark. It had to be a priest,
Amen.
I think, of the Levites. But just anybody wants to tote a Bible now. The reason that they can tote a Bible is because it's not the King James Version no more. It's not a real Bible. It's a book that some other man has wrote. It's not spiritually led by God. And that's why they can
Amen.
Tote it and scream, oh, man. But where are they at, you know? They let their enemies get them down. Why they do that? Because they can't control their enemy because God is not going to protect them. They don't got the covenant with God like we do. And so therefore people just tote their Bible, a Bible, and it makes them feel good and they think they got the protection of God, you know. But the ark, you know, it said there, the ark went before everybody. The ark, you know, if anybody dropped that, you know, they would be cursing God, you know. You had to handle that ark with the kid's glove. Just anybody couldn't touch it. And now, you know, like I say, they just got the Bible in any Bible, every Bible, and it's just whatever they want to do, you know. That's how they can tote the Bible. But the King James Version, they don't like that Bible because it puts conviction
Amen.
On their heart, just like the Ten Commandments do. They don't want to put them before them. They want to put the Ten Commandments in God's Bible behind them. And that ain't the way God worked. He said, I won't be the tail. I'm the head and not the tail. So, of course, while some of them is going through a lot of stuff, if they'd open their eyes up, brother Lord, and realize what they're doing and what's going on
Man.
In life and the enemies that comes up on them. The enemies coming up on them because they let the true guard down. They ain't got the protection of the Lord. You know, they even put a cloud over their head by day. They didn't have to walk in the sunshine. And that's the way God is, you know. He'll protect his children. But, you know, they had to do something first. The ark had to go before them. It's like now, today that we live in, we got to put the Ten Commandments before us. And the ark that we're carrying is the King James Version Bible. And then we put all that before us, before, you know, anybody, if man says, what do you live, what are you? Well, you can open the Bible up and tell us right here, Jesus says that I am. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the last verse over in Revelation says, if any man add to or take away, his name will be blotted out of the books in heaven. You know, I'm just quoting that out. I ain't looking at it. But we can't add to the Bible. So therefore, that tells me if someone writes a new Bible or takes the Ten Commandments out or you know, their name is going to be blotted out. It's just right there, you know. It's in the Bible, and you can't dispute it, you know.
Amen.
And I don't know how they think they're going to get by with it. So when their enemies come up on them, they cry out, oh, Lordy, Lord, have mercy on me. Then they want the Lord to protect them. But you know, just well as I do, you know, in the New Bible, I don't remember where it's at exactly, but he said, you know, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. He will come in one way and go out seven other ways. He will flee from you if you use the word of God on him. But without the true word of God, Brother Lloyd, you don't got no power to do that. The true
Amen.
Word of God is the power. It is God's word. It's like a sharp as a two-edged sword. But mind your word don't matter. It ain't going to cut nothing down. It ain't going to break nobody's heart. But the true word of God, you use the true word of God on them, they're going to flee from you. They don't want to hear it. They can't stand it.
Amen.
They don't want it. And that's why they do away with everything else. They don't want no part of God until it comes time that they're going to have to go through a battle of some kind. Then they want God to step in and do something. But you know as well as I do, he's not going to protect us to anybody. And, you know, people just don't understand how that works. And these can't handle it. I'm going to read over here in a little bit in Psalms. Psalm 68:1. I want to read here just a little bit. You know, David, you know, that's what David was. David praised God all the time. David, he went through some battles too, you know. But God was under, David was under God's own heart, you know. And he
Amen.
Put God first, you know. And he praised God, he sung to God, he danced to God. I'm not talking about this rock and roll dance. I'm talking about he got in the Holy Ghost, he got in the Spirit, and he danced before the Lord, you know. David,
Amen.
You know, kept the Lord in mind. He didn't do nothing without consulting with God, you know. But I'll read a little bit here in Psalm 68:1. He said, let God rise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. You know, if we don't got the presence of God and if we don't got the true word of God to use on them, we ain't got no power, you know. And that's why we get our clothes, we get stripped of everything. The devil just strips us of everything because we've done away with the true word of God. And, you know, we, you know, let the presence of God, you know, at the presence. But if you ain't got God and if you don't, you know, obey God's commandments like they did with the ark, God, you know, he's not obligated to be right there. His presence is not going to be nowhere to where his presence can rise up. And, you know, Brother Lloyd, as well as I do, if me and you use the word of God, God's going to do something. He's going to say how he looks.
Amen.
They call upon me, and I'm going to have to do something. Because these scriptures say that if we do what we can do, we also can command God to do his part. But first, we got to do what we got to do, you know. We just can't command God to do something for us and just, you know, just live any way we want to. Well, God's not going to do that. And if we do away with his Ten Commandments and write a new Bible and write all this, how in the world will God's anointing be with us? I just don't see where they get that at, Brother Lloyd. They just don't make a whole lot of sense to me. But, yeah, there's a lot of them that confess, oh, I know Jesus, I know God, but Jesus Christ is just a mist. You know, that just like is, you can't take part of half of the Bible and leave it, you know. You just can't take what you want to and leave it. And that's
Amen.
Like a lot of people, when they sit down to breakfast, dinner, or lunch, or whatever, they get something to drink to go with it. They get something to drink to go with it. Why? Because if that or one, it's going to get to where it's going to be hard to swallow anything. And so that's what they come down to
yeah.
the Bible, you know. They want to water it down. They want to water it down so they can swallow it. But that still don't work. But God, you're still cheating. You know? You
Amen.
Can't cheat for God to get by with it. That's still cheating. And God is not pleased with it. You got to take the whole thing. You got to eat the whole book. It might be better going down, but, you know, it's going to be good for your soul. And, yeah, I read things there sometimes, you know, that sometimes I just wonder if I'm, you know, wow, is that for me? You know, I teach Sunday school to adults, and I first got to study up and see if any, you know, sometimes we got to learn together. And if anything touches my heart, I can't deny it. I got to work that out with God first, you know, and I got to acknowledge that. Because sometimes he's showing me things that's for me, and before I can pass it on in Sunday school or with anybody else, I got to straighten that out with God, you know. I can't get up and tell someone else they need to be doing this and they'd be doing that. If I can't do it myself, that just ain't no, you know, worth 2 cents, you know. But we got to keep the true word of God. We got to keep the Ten Commandments. We got to keep God's law. We got to keep God in our heart. We got to keep him alive in our life. We can't just like, you know, he gives 2 or 3 different illustrations, you know. That's smoke vapors. You know, smoke, he'll just vapor up and go away, and you can't see it no more. And if you get a candle too close to a fire, it's going to melt away and run like crazy, you know.
Amen.
That's just the way it is with God. If we let him down and if we just let him die away, he'll be like a smoke, you know. If we don't keep stirring him and if we don't call upon him, he's going to vapor and go away. Then what we're going to do? That we got the name of God. Can when you say in the name of the Lord, devil, you got to flee? And he'll do so. But if you ain't got the word of God, you say, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, you got to flee. And if we don't got Jesus Christ, he's going to laugh at us. He's going to say, you don't even know what you're doing, you know. He will literally laugh at us. He will laugh us to scorn, and he will strip us of everything. But we can't use the name of God if we don't use it. You know, there's 2 meanings there. We got to keep God in our life. We got to stay close to God if we want to use God when we need him to. But we can't abuse God and expect to use him. And that's what a lot of people understand. They want to abuse God, then they want to use him. But God don't play like that, you know, Brother Lloyd. He's just not going to have it that way. But, you know, I just want to say I love the Lord, and I thank the Lord, and that y'all let me come on radio, Williams, and I hope to see you soon. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Lloyd.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Billy. Appreciate that wonderful word there. How's your foot doing?
Well, I went to the foot doctor today, and he said it's looking all right to come back in a couple more weeks. It's quit draining and everything, so it's healing up now. It's the sore is getting a whole lot smaller, so, you know, it's about the size of a racer on a pickup line. So,
well, praise the Lord.
Just really remember Lily's real bad sick, so just remember her, you know.
Who's that? Who's that real bad sick?
Lily.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we got her down there from that request there a while ago. Well, how's your brother-in-law doing?
My brother-in-law?
Yeah, the one that
my
worked
brother.
On...
Oh, he's all right. I ain't heard no more about him.
Okay, I just wondered how his back was doing or whatever it is. Or his leg, whatever was causing him problem, but he wasn't able to work there for a while.
Yeah, he had knee surgery.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So he's doing okay, huh?
Yeah, I reckon he is. I'm not hurting no more, so I guess he's doing all right.
Okay, well, what about your father and you and your wife? How are they doing?
My wife's a little better. She's doing okay. My father-in-law still needs prayer. Kenneth Long, you know, and, you know,
yeah.
We all really do. Everybody does, you know.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
You know, God's good.
God's good, that's right. We got him. Kenneth on the prayer list there, so. Okay, I'm going to see if Tim's ready to sing a song here. So, anybody out there want to call in, be a part of this service on 310-742-1759, go ahead and call in, and we'll put you online here with us just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And it's been, we can say that it's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Billy, if you can hang in there with us, why, we appreciate it.
All right, yeah. I'll remind everybody about the Christmas play, you know, at Christmas, on the 20th.
Okay, go ahead and make that announcement there. What Tim's looking for a song here.
Yeah, this is, if anybody's in the Varnell vicinity, you know, in Dalton, Georgia, you know, the north end of Dalton, Varnell, Georgia, we're having a Christmas play for all the kids and everything. Everybody will receive a gift, and if you ain't got no church or nothing, you don't have to be a member to come. I just bring your kids and enjoy the play. We're going to have a play, then we're going to give out presents and gifts and things and obey the Lord. You know, every year it seems like it gets sweeter and sweeter, you know, and we're just tired of obey the Lord that way too, you know. And
amen.
It's on Cedar Street, Varnell and Cedar, it's Varnell and Cedar Street in Varnell, Georgia. If anybody needs a phone number, you can call me at 706-980-7818, and I'll give you more instructions. If you don't worry about it, if you don't come there, or if you just busy that one time, if you got kids that don't got no Christmas or nothing, just bring them. They the ones that we're there especially for, you know.
Amen.
And
well, what?
God is good, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. What time's that going to be now?
I think it's 6:00. We always start at 6 on Sunday, so I believe it's going to be at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right, then. So everybody go out down there and be with them there, and you'll get a blessing from going down there. We're planning on, Lord's will, nothing don't happen. We're going to be down there on the 20th of December there. So we're going to be there for Sunday morning service and the Sunday evening service there, too. So,
Lord.
Happen, I reckon I'll be a preaching down there on the Sunday morning. So,
praise the Lord.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and let Tim sing this song. So, just worship the Lord with him.
The trumpet of our enemies, he's exalted in the grave, and great is the kingdom, is the power, a principality that will keep us from having a victory. The devil is defeated, God's in scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies scattered. We're fighting for the kingdom, and there's no way we're gonna lose the battle. We're triumphant of our enemies, Jesus rose from the grave, and great is the key, there is a power, a principality that can keep us from having a victory. The devil is defeated, God's enemies are scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies are scattered, the devil is defeated. God's enemies are scattered. We're fighting for the kingdom, and there's no way we're gonna lose the battle. No, no. I see a soldier in the spirit, fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. His blade is piercing every darkness as he marches across this land. He refuses to be defeated, cause the right hand's on the victory. He puts a trumpet to his mouth and declares his jubilee. Yay, the devil is defeated, God's enemies scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies scattered. We're fighting for the kingdom, and there's no way we're going to lose the battle. We're triumphing of our enemies, Jesus rose from the grave, and great is the key, there is the power, a principality that can keep us from having a victory. The devil is defeated, God's enemies are scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies are scattered, the devil is defeated, God's enemies are scattered. We're fighting for the kingdom, and there's no way, and there's no way.
be a part of this service, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us to just worship the Lord. And as Tim sings another song here, just worship the Lord with him there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Some trust in carrier, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in horses, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails, His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in the works they do. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. 'Cause by His grace all the work is through. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails. His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Oh, glory to the name of our salvation. Oh, the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in the wealth of things. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. The name worth more than anything. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails, His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Oh, 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 oh. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. His love never fails, His name will always prevail. We trust in the name of the Lord our. We trust in the name of the Lord our. We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. You know, I just thinking there, what he was singing there. Brother Billy brought it out there a while ago. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And you know, I thank God today that we've got that scripture, we've got them the Word of God in our mind, in our spirit, in our soul, that all we have to do, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, just be obedient to God's Word, you know. If we'll take God's word and He'll stand with us, you know, that's all we got to do is just stand with the word of God, you know, and God will be with us. You know, He tells us over there in another passage of scripture, He said, if God be for you, who can be against you? And I tell you, I want you to know tonight, praise God, as long as we got the God of the heavens on our side, it don't matter about what the devil may say, you know, he's going to come against us. But we've got power and we've got the demonstration of the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us and to take us through all the truth. And so if you want to, praise God, call in tonight on 310-742-1759. Well, go ahead and call in and we'll put you online here with us. We're going to go ahead and try to obey the Lord here for a few minutes. So we're going to be starting in Numbers, the 10th chapter, and verse 35.
Came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that see flee before thee.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God tonight that we can hear what God's word said there. He said, praise God, hallelujah. He said to rise up, Lord, and let the enemies be scattered. You know, I thank God tonight that all we've got to do is just stand on the promises of God's word. Then the devil will have to flee from us, and he has to move. And I thank God tonight that we've got that power in the word. If we'll just obedience unto God's word, you know, like I was saying there a while ago, James 4:7, it says, Submit yourself therefore to God. If you will submit yourself therefore to God, and if you'll use the word of God, and the devil has to flee from us, because God is not a God that he should lie. He's a God that whenever he says something, he means exactly what he said. I praise God tonight that I know that whenever I look into God's word, and I know that whenever he said it, all I've got to do is just believe it. You know, I may not understand every word. I've said it a lot of times. I don't claim to know it all, but I do know one thing, praise God. Whatever is said and whatever is written in this 66 books of this King James Version Bible, we better accept it. We better take this word and plant it into our soul and into our spirit if we ever want to make heaven our home, because if we go against it, we're going against the something or other, praise God, that would deny us, and that would take our part out of the Lamb's Book of Life and out of the Holy City, and we've got to have it in there if we ever want to make heaven our home. I don't want to say nothing or do nothing to come against God's Word. I want to stand in the promises of God's Word. I still want to be obedient unto what he says. If we'll do that, praise God, we'll make it into the kingdom of God. You know, the enemy, he has to flee from us. If we will only look to the offer and the finisher of our faith, if we'll only take what doth saith the word of God, we can make heaven our home. And I thank God tonight that we can do that. And I praise God tonight, hallelujah, for this broadcast right here, as it goes out across this airwaves and out across the internet. It's going to touch somebody's life out there. It's going to touch somebody's heart out there. And they're going to have to repent if they ever want to make heaven their home. I tell you, the Bible said the way of a transgressor is hard. If you're out there tonight and you've gone astray from the Lord of God and you've backed up on him, you're in a miserable life. I know that, because you cannot fight against a prick. You cannot kick against a prick, because it's hard. That's what Jesus told Peter. You cannot kick against a prick. I tell you, praise God tonight. All you've got to do is just come down to the Lord and ask him, Lord, just come into my life and make me what you'd have me to be. You know, that's my prayer all the time. Every time I pray, I say, Lord, let me be what you'd have me to be. I want to be your son. I want to be the commandment. I want to be whatever that you'd have me to be, that I'll walk up rightly before you, that I will hear your voice. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and strangers, they'll not follow. And I thank God tonight, praise God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, that we can hear the voice of God, and we can walk up rightly before him. We can go with this word right here, and the enemy, he has to flee from us. And I praise God for that tonight. Praise God, if we'll just only stand on his word and take his word for what it says and believe it for what it says, my friend, we'll make heaven our home. I'm looking forward for one day after a while, praise God, hearing him say, well done, you've been faithful over a few things, I'm going to make you rulers over many things. He's going to call us in, praise God. There's a time a-coming, our death a date God has got for us, and I'm telling you right now, It won't never be any longer than what the Lord wants it to be. He's got our days numbered, just like he's got the hair on your head numbered. He knows all about you, my friend. He knows exactly where you're at and what you're doing. Praise God, this is the time that we need to cry out to the Lord. This is the time that America needs to cry out to God and say, God, have mercy on us one more time. I come back to America one more time. I tell you, the people have turned their back upon America, and they've turned their back upon God most of all, and they need to return back to the altar, back, praise God. I was thinking there, war Jacob, I believe it was, he was wrestling with that with the angel. He wrestled all night, praise God. I tell you, tonight, praise God, you need to get hold of the altar of the praise God, of the altar, of the horn of that altar, and you need to hang on to it, and you need to pray and cry out to God and say, God, have mercy on me, hallelujah. I tell you, you know, Jacob there, the angel tried to get him, let him go, but he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. I'm going to tell you, he wrestled with him all night long, and at the break of dawn, I believe, God gave him a blessing, and I'm telling you, tonight, praise God, that you need to remember that the enemy has to flee from you. If you'll be obedient unto God, and if you'll walk up rightly like God wants you to walk up, and you talk the way that God wants you to talk, and do the things that God would want you to do, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. You'll make heaven your home, but praise God, if you're not, if you're being disobedient unto God, you're not going to make it. I'm going to tell you something. Praise God, tonight, let your enemies be scattered. Let them scatter from you tonight, my friend. If you'll just call upon the name of the Lord, hallelujah, and submit yourself therefore to God, and resist the devil, he will, and he's got to flee from you according to God's word, hallelujah. I'm going to let Betty read some more, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Bear with us here just for a minute. If you want to be a part of this service, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. We're going to Exodus 15 and starting in verse 1.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, and the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. And the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, right there it was saying that God was a man of war. You know, I tell you, my friend, tonight, if we'll just only realize and really get ourselves where God wants us to be, he'll fight the battle for us. I tell you, praise God, I just want to I know that every time that I come up against a battle, I've got somebody to fight for me. Jesus told us over there that what David said over there to God, he said, this battle's not mine, but it's thine. And you know, I'm going to tell you something tonight. The battles that we fight, they're not ours, praise God. They belong to God, and all we've got to do is just turn it over to him and let him fight our battles for us. And she reads again, hallelujah.
Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea, hath chosen captains, also his chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea.
Praise God. You see, Pharaoh there, his main ones, hallelujah, the one that he chosen, how they were cast into the sea, and they were drowned right there in the sea. And I'm telling you, tonight, my friend, don't matter what the devil tries to do to you, your enemy can be scattered. Hallelujah. I tell you, just like they were right here, the enemy, praise God, they were suing after him, and they went into the Red Sea, and they were all drowned. And I tell you, horsemen and everything was drowned. The captains was drowned because they were suing after someone that had God in their life, someone that knew who he was the servant. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, that's the only thing. You know, God said that he wasn't no different. Praise God, you know, hallelujah, he has no jealousy. I mean, God is a jealousy God over, praise God, the devil's trying to twist me up. But what I'm trying to say is that God has no respect of a person. What he done for David and them, he'll do the same thing for you and I. Praise God, he may not send us through the Red Sea to drown them, but he will take care of us. He will destroy the enemy. If we'll just only stand on his side and believe what he said for us to do and be obedient unto him, praise God, we can walk up right before God, and we can do what God tells us to do, and the enemy shall be, they'll be scattered from us. And I praise God for that. Hallelujah. She reads again.
The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power, and thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of the nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths are concealed, congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with the wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of the Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thine hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, and the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I want us back up here to the scripture there, that one verse where it said that they said that they were going to pursue him. You know, praise God, they were, they had their mind made up that they were going to do damage. You know, there in verse 9 it said the enemy was talking here, and he said, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You know, praise God. I'm so thankful tonight. You know, they had their mind made up that they were going to do that. That was the enemy, but you know, praise God. She read on down through there how that God went and won the battle for them. And you know, I'm telling you tonight that God is still fighting the battle for us. Tonight, he's still on our side. Hallelujah. He's still winning the case. He's a man of war, praise God. All we've got to do is just look to him and call upon him, praise God, and look to the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's look into Isaiah 59 and verse 19 there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, ain't that something there? Praise God. He said, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, where when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Lord, or the Spirit of the Lord, shall lift up a standard against them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Him. You know, I tell you, how the Spirit of the Lord, my friend, will lift up a standard against you, the enemy, and he will conquer the enemy, praise God, for you and for me. All we've got to do is just look and hold on, praise God, to his promises, to hold on to what he said, and we take his word, hallelujah. It'll be worth it all one day. I tell you, all these sorrows and all these troubles and all these things that might come up our way, but praise God, if we'll just hang in there and trust the Lord, I believe, hallelujah, that our enemy has to flee. I believe they'll be scattered from us because the Lord, my friend, is the one, hallelujah, that's fighting these battles for us. I praise God tonight that I know, that I know, hallelujah, that Jesus, my elder brother, he's fighting the battles for me, because he is the intercessor for me tonight and for you. I believe he looks down and he sees us when trouble comes our way, and we cry out to him. He says to his Father, he says, Father, that's one of mine. And I believe the Lord dispatched angels to us right then. Praise God, to fight our battles for us. I'm so thankful tonight that I know, praise God, that we can make our enemies flee from us. You know, praise God, if we'll just only call upon the name of the Lord and believe what he said, praise God, and take his word for what he said, he will make the enemy flee from us. And I thank God tonight that they have to flee, because he has all power in heaven and earth, and he knows, praise God, what we need tonight. He said, he make our enemies to be at peace with us, you know, praise God. And over there in David, Psalms over there in the 23rd chapter of Psalms, he said that he would praise God. He said he would prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God, what else can you ask for any better than that? No, hallelujah. That our enemies, hallelujah, has to be at peace with us. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know, hallelujah, that God will do these things because he's done it for me before. I know that he's made enemies mine at peace with me because I've been able to walk up and shake hands with them and thank God for them because they never tried to hurt me or never tried to harm me because, praise God, that I've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that they hated me at one time. But praise God, I thank God that he made them be at peace with me, and he will make them be at peace with you tonight, my friend. If you'll only submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, he has to flee from you, praise God. As she reads again here, praise God, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32 and starting in verse 41.
If I wet my glittering sword and mine hand take hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and I will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain of the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people.
Praise God. I tell you, ain't that something tonight? He said he'd be merciful unto his people. You know, I thank God tonight. If we know that we've got our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we got our name, praise God, the Lord knows all about us. You know, I thank God tonight that he knows about us, and if our name is written in that Lamb's Book of Life, he's going to watch over and he's going to take care of us, and I just praise God for that tonight. Hallelujah. I think I'll let Betty read the prayer request at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we'll take them before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to say it's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, and I thank God for everything that he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. We have lots of prayer requests, a lot of people in need. Sister Gladys, she's in the hospital. She's needing a miracle. Brother Kim found her in the floor the other day, and she had already started turning colors. And they took her and put her in the hospital and put her in ICU. But I think that yesterday that she was supposed to be moved to her own room if everything went okay. And haven't heard from them since yesterday, so... Yesterday she was not feeling good, so let's just remember Sister Gladys. She had a blockage, but the blockage is okay now, but she has a lot of other stuff going on in her body. So let's just remember her and Brother Tim tonight. They really need God to move for them. And let's remember Evangelist Tim Hall. He's in the hospital with heart problems. They're having to give him the nitro drip, and he's been having lots of chest pains. Remember him and his wife. Stephanie Alton says to pray for her family and to pray for her store. Brandy Huggins is in the hospital. She's pregnant, and something's going on with the baby. I don't know exactly what it is, but and her sugar's not doing too good, so... The baby ain't due for another 2 weeks, but they're going to go ahead and keep her in the hospital till the baby comes. Remember that. Let's remember Frieda Lynchfield. She really needs prayer. Robin Gresham, let's remember her. Janice McJunkins is sick with the flu, and her husband, Ray, is battling cancer. So let's remember them. They're really good Christian people. I went to church with them up in South Carolina. So let's remember their needs and everything. Little Noah, that's my cousin's little boy. He's had 4 seizures since yesterday, and he's in Children's Hospital up in North Carolina, so remember him. He's got a real bad headache and been real sick. My brother Kim is having 2 surgeries in a few days, so remember him, and he also needs salvation. Rick and Trina need salvation. Deidre, Tony, Faith, Philip, and Charity need salvation. And Richard needs salvation, and he needs a healing in his body. And I've got 7 brothers that need salvation, so remember them. And my sister Margaret has congestive heart failure, needs a miracle. Troy Talent has congestive heart failure. He's home now. He's out of the hospital. Rick Harris is out of the hospital, but he's in a rehab. And he's really needing God to move for him. He pastors out in Oklahoma, so remember him. Christine Lankford needs prayer. She's grieving over losing her husband, Don, recently, so remember her. Daniel Friend has asthma, possible pneumonia or bronchitis. And his mother-in-law is needing a healing, and also his wife, Beth. And April says to pray that her husband can find a job, and pray for Tim tomorrow as he goes to an appointment, and pray that everything goes okay with that. And let's pray for a little baby that's got cancer. It's just a small little baby, not even walking yet. We know that God's able to heal cancer. Let's pray for little baby named Juliana that's having throat repaired. And Mary Tinky has a swollen leg. Let's remember her. A couple that's having marital problems. We know that God's bigger than that problem there. Let's remember LaWanna in prayer. She lost her son recently, and she also had surgery on her knee. So let's just pray for her and lift her up to God. Christy Lewis needs a healing. Doctors can't figure out what's wrong with her, so they sent her to Atlanta, to Emory Hospital. A lady that had a stroke, she needs a miracle. Let's remember Jacob and Amy and their family, and let's also remember the Greens. I don't know if they ever got their phones fixed after they moved or not, but they can't come back on. They can't come back on their program until they get their phone lines fixed and everything. So let's remember that, and let's remember Corey that has a mass on the brain. He needs a miracle. Robert needs salvation. Let's remember Brother John Sample. He's been working a lot of overtime, and he just had that surgery recently, so it's been hard on him. Let's remember his wife, Debbie, and let's remember their church. And let's remember Brother Miller and his family in prayer. And Brother John's 2 grandsons, one of them has 2 types of cancer, and the other one has a rare disease, and they're just young boys, so let's remember both of them in prayer. And let's be praying for all the things going on in the United States and out of the United States, and let's pray for all the persecuted Christians, Brother Saeed and Sister Bibi, and all the other persecuted Christians that's over in prisons over there. Let's pray that God will set them free and that they'll be able to come back home to their families. And let's remember Pastor Paul Fritz. He's having lung problems, having breathing problems. Philip Hammonds has congestive heart failure, so remember him. Let's remember Sister Lily Torres tonight. She's sick and needs a healing. Let's remember Brother Kenneth Long that needs a miracle. Jan Lambert has cancer. She needs a miracle. And Kenneth Hooper's got cancer. Darlene Brewster, she's lost a few of her toes due to diabetes, so let's remember her. Let's remember Wanda and Rufus Bivens. They need healing in their body. And let's remember a lady and her handicapped son. The son has had a stroke, and it's messed up his, something in his brain. And he's supposed to have went to rehab on Monday, so let's remember him and his mother. And Donald Murphy has had a triple bypass. Let's remember him. Little Johnny, a little boy that has brain cancer. Let's remember him and his family. Trisha Smara, let's remember her and her. She needs healing in her body, and her children need to be saved. Kelly McCord had a wreck and totaled her car, and now she needs another car, so let's pray that God will provide a car for her. And let's just remember all those out there listening tonight. They have needs just like we do, so let's just pray that God will just heal, set free, deliver, and save. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Brother Billy?
Yeah.
You got any more prayer requests you want to turn in, brother?
I just remember our church and my, all my families, and remember me, my arthritis and my knees and my toes is really bad with all this rain. I ain't been getting no sleep at nights hardly. Saturday night I was awake all night and I couldn't get no sleep, and I went to church half asleep, but I went ahead and taught Sunday school and everything. But if we God's gonna make a way, you know.
Yep. God sees your faithfulness.
Yeah, that's what it, we go through some battles sometimes, but you know God is good, and what he don't keep us from, he'll keep us through, you know. God is good.
So
y'all just remember her and my family and the church and everybody, you know, down here, and you know, God keep the blessing, you know. God keep working, you know.
Amen. What about that brother that goes to church there that lives there in Brother Willie's house that's got the cancer? What about him?
Yeah, his name is Cecil Gates. Yeah, he's doing a lot better. He's still taking chemo every now and then, about every other Wednesday or every Wednesday, and he gets terribly sick after he does that, but... he said the other day that his cancer is shrinking up and everything. So, you know, his name is Cecil Gate. His brother, Jack, he started the church there with him, and he's doing real good too, you know.
Well, praise the Lord.
They've been real faithful in the church, and he's been going through some problems. Yeah, let's remember his daughter. She got some lies told on her, and they separated her from her kids, and now she can't get them back. And she told me a couple of weeks ago, it's been a burden on my heart, you know, that since she told me about that, you know, she loved her kids, but her own mama turned her in. She wanted to keep them over the weekend. Well, she went back at money to get them, she wouldn't let them have them, and she turned into Deepak's, and she abandoned the kids. So just pray for her situation, you know. It's bad when a mother can't be around her kids, especially at Christmas time, you know, and the holidays. And
yeah, which mother is, and what's her name? Which daughter?
It's not the preacher, Jack. It's Cecil's brother. His name is Jack. It's his brother.
Okay.
It was Cecil's niece. Her name is Stephanie. And,
okay.
You know, I asked her if she want to bring her kids to the play, and she just shook her head no, like she's about ready to cry, and she said, I don't have them. I can't get them. She said, State of Georgia, if you don't take them to court and get them back within 2 years, you totally lose custody and she ain't had the money or nothing. To her lawyer and all that, you know. I said, well, that ain't what God says. God has the last word.
Amen.
So when she talks about it, you tell she's hurting in her heart, and that's not pleasing to God. You know, let's just pray for that situation, and she'll get back with her kids, you know.
Okay. All right, let's just think.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Okay. That's it.
Okay, well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray, and just take all these requests to the Lord there.
Amen.
Well, how's Brother Hosea doing?
Well, he's doing all right. They finally got moved into an apartment somewhere, and he really missed that other house, but, you know, it was in bad shape, and he really didn't want to move because he felt, you know, Martha's a presence there in it, and he was real close, you know, and he still misses her, and he didn't really want to move, but the landlord wanted his house, so he just wanted to tear it down. But they had to go ahead and move anyway, and they got an apartment. They about to get settled in the last couple of months. So he like I say, he didn't want to move and leave. He felt real close to Martha in that house. They lived there like 16 years, you know, and maybe 20 years. A long time they lived there. So, you know, they had a lot of good memories in that house, and he didn't want to move. But, yeah, he's doing all right. He's got over his heart attacks. He's doing real good.
Okay. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray and believe God for these prayer requests here. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to agreement right now, Father. You said if any two on earth, touch and agree on any one thing, ask what say you will, you can do it, Father. Lord, God, where there's three of us is coming together right now, Father. I'm calling all these prayer requests together, Lord. Calling up on you, Father, Lord, that you will answer the prayer request, and God, Lord, that you will save them. Oh, God, that is secure to hell, God, without any hope. Lord, we just ask you, Father, that you will save them, sanctify them, for the Holy Ghost. And God, heal them that sick and afflicted, God. And Lord, we give you the praise, and Lord, and honor, Father. Father, we give you the praise, and the Lord, and honor, and all time. In Jesus' name, Lord, all these diseases, God, cancers, and everything, God, that we read off here tonight, Father, we know that every name, Lord, has to bow to you, God. And Lord, we just ask that Lord to speak down, God. And Lord, that they'll bow to you, God. Lord, that you will heal, Father, them that sick and afflicted. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You got anything else for Billy to say?
Well, you know, it came to my mind about Brother Job, you know, Brother Lloyd, you know. The devil's seeking who he can devour and, you know, who he can destroy and devour, you know. And that's what Jesus asked him, who said, whom you been seeking, you know. He showed up when Job did, you know. The Bible said Job was a perfect and upright man and you know, with God, you know, and God found favor in him, and he told him, he said, if you consider my servant Job, and he said, yeah, but you got a hedge around him, you know. The reason he got a hedge around Job was because he was a perfect and upright man in the presence of God, you know. And if we stay perfect and upright in God's eyes, you know, he'll have a hedge around us that the enemy can't cross over until he takes that hedge down. But, you know, Brother Job, you know, he lost everything right there. His children, his home, but never one time cursed God. You know, his wife even told him what the enemy's doing to him and what the enemy's doing. You know, he said, won't you just go ahead and curse God and die? You done been through so much, you know. But I don't know about you or anybody else. I didn't come this far just to give up and die. You know what I'm saying? I got things to do for the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, we got work to do, and we can't give up. Let's just let the enemy run over us. Because when we give up and we change our mind and we just give up and we just put Jesus back upon the cross and like we hang him in our closet, you know, Brother Lord, that's what we're doing. We're giving up. And
Amen.
Then when we give up, he's going to overcome us. The Bible said when you backslide, seven other demons will come in devils will come in worse than the one that's there. So you got eight devils in there that comes back in there when he finds a house swept and garnished. But I come too far right now to go ahead and put Jesus back on the cross. I'm not through talking to him. I'm not through asking him to bless my food. I'm not through praying to him. I'm not through going to work,
amen,
church and worshiping him. Me and Jesus got our own thing going, you know, praise God. And I don't want to push him to the side and turn my back on him. He don't turn his back on us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you know, Brother Lord, we do that ourselves. We put a wedge between us. And I come too far to put a wedge, you know, let the devil put a wedge between us. Oh, yeah, we go through some things, and we're going to keep going through things until the Lord called us home. But that don't mean that we have to put him right back up on the cross and let the devil run over us. We got to do like Job, praise God. We got to hold on with everything that we got, you know. And at the end of everything, Job was double more than what he had at the very beginning. So, you know, God will bless you after we put God first. He will eventually get tired of the enemy running over you. He'll get tired of the enemy trying to trot up on his children. You know, Brother Lord, the scripture says he will not put no more up on us than we can bear, you know, praise God.
Amen.
But when we get to what we try to do sometimes, I've done it, and I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people, I've done it, try to fight the battle myself and go as far as I can go with it. Well, I didn't have to do that. When I seen the battle coming, I should have just stopped right then and rebuked it at the very beginning instead of trying to fight it, then calling up on Jesus. A lot of times, you know, Brother Lord, we try to fight it ourselves. We just make it worse, sir.
Amen.
But as we go, we grow. That's I used to say that all the time. As we go, we grow. And we got to grow in the Lord. We got to learn how to and call up on him and to use him. That's what he's there for our protection. He's like a mother hen that takes her chick. And the scripture in the Bible said that he's like a mother hen that takes his chicks up and under her wings, you know. And that's the way he'll do us, you know, praise God. All we got to do is just hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ and don't put him back up on the cross, you know. But hold on to him. We didn't come too far to turn back. There's no stopping place, you know, for us to turn around and go back to. I wouldn't want to go back, you know, but the minute I put him back up on the cross, that's when the devil's going to come and get me, you know. He's going to be fine. He's already watching and praying. I mean, he's already watching, seeking who he can devour. When someone lays their guard down, when somebody puts Jesus back up on the cross, that hedge is brought down that he had around them. That hedge is tore down. We tear it down ourselves. And he's going to see that, and he's going to come running. And he's going to try to take over again, you know. But that just comes to my mind, you know, while you were preaching a while ago about Brother Job, you know. You know, everything that he went through. But, you know, because God, he was a perfect man up front, right? And no doubt in my mind, he kept the Word of God alive in his life. He kept the Word of God in his heart. He kept the Word of God, and he feared God. That's fear God and God only. The more you fear God, the more he's going to come upon you. And a lot of people fear the devil more than they do God, you know. But if you fear him, he's coming after you. But if you fear God, he's going to take care of you. He will make your enemies flee. If you fear God, he's going to be right there. And you can he can put words in your mouth to say to that devil, and that devil is going to hightail it and tell and run from you. Because he ain't got no power over God. And if you use the Word of God on him, he has to flee. He can't stand there and argue with you. Because he is scared of the power of God, and God wants you to use his word, not our own. I mind your word, like I said earlier, just don't get nothing done, but we use the Word of God on them, and the devil fears that Word of God. And that's what we got to do, you know. We got to use the Word of God and let the devil know that we're not backing up, we're not turning around, we're on the battlefield for the Lord, you know. until we get called home, we're not going to lay our sword and our shield down, you know, praise God. We got to keep it going. We got to keep the gospel boots up. We got to have the helmet of salvation on, you know. We got to have that shield of faith, you know, brother Lord, in Ephesians 6. You know, that's what we got to do. And most of all, we got to keep the Ten Commandments, like I said earlier. We got to keep them alive in us. We got to keep using them. They don't never wear out. Our clothes may wear out, and our shoes may wear out, and we might get tired eating the same thing sometimes, you know. But that word and them Ten Commandments do not wear out. The Word of God, it will not wear it out. You cannot wear out the Word of God because that was wrote in Jesus' words in red in the Bible. And that red means the power of God, you know. That word red, you know, Jesus shed his red blood to cleanse mine and your heart and takes wash the sin away. That red blood take a stony heart and wash it white as snow, praise God. And that's what we got to possess. That's what we got to preach. That's what we got to teach. That's what we got to push out there. The blood of Jesus is still alive today, you know. Don't let the enemy talk you that, and tell you that the blood is washed away, you know. The blood is gone, you know. Like that song says, Lord, is the blood still there, you know. But we got to still hold on to that blood. We still got to hold on to the Ten Commandments. We still got to stand for God, you know. We got to hold on to that. That's all we got in this world. That's all me and you or anybody else that's a child of God has got in this world is the precious Word of God until we get to the kingdom of God, until we get to heaven, you know. I know there's a heaven away because he said he can't lie to us. I read it, and I seen it, and I read it, and the Lord touched my heart, and I believe it, you know.
Amen.
But, you know, we've got to hold on to everything that we've got, you know, praise God. And he you know, like these songs that I'll sing and shout, and I'll never wear out. And that's the way it is with God. He don't never, you can't wear God out. You can't wear Jesus out. You can't wear the Word of God out. You can't wear the blood of Jesus. Don't get too thin that it can't heal no more. But we got to hold on to it. We got to claim victory. We got to know it in our heart and stand on every word that he don't never wear out. His blood is still the same today as it was when he shed it on the cross, you know, praise God. And the enemy knows that. And if the enemy can talk to you and quit using the anointing oil, quit talking about that blood, quit confessing that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, he's going to try to get you to deny everything. And when you do, you deny Jesus Christ, you know. But we cannot deny him because he done brought us too far and he's done healed us too many times and he's not through working on us. The reason I know he's not through working on us is because he ain't called us home yet, praise God.
Amen.
Until he calls us home, he's going to keep working for us and using us and patching us up sometime. We get battle scars sometime, but guess what? He puts a Band-Aid on it. It's like a woman when her kid falls, you know, loves her so much, she'll wash it off and put a Band-Aid on it and kiss it, you know, kiss the boo-boo, you know. And that's what we can do sometimes. We get wounded sometimes. We can just feel his arms sometimes around us when we're so sick, can't hold our head up. He'll put his arms around us and he'll rock us to sleep, you know. Yeah, he's rocked me asleep a few times. I'm not talking about with a baby rock or nothing, you know, but sometimes when I pray in the middle of the night and I'm sick as a dog, and when I get through praying, I can just close my eyes and go right off to sleep like he's rocking me to sleep, you know.
Amen.
But the devil won't do that. The devil will keep gouging at you and poking you and taking everything away from you, stealing from you. The Bible said he come to kill and steal and destroy whatever perfect and good gift comes from above. So if somebody tries to give you something, if it ain't perfect and it ain't good, it didn't come from heaven, praise God. You got to know what the scriptures say, and we got to hold on to that. We got to fear God, and we got to know that he don't never wear out. His blood is still the same as it was over 2,000 years ago. But a lot of people don't want to claim the blood no more, brother Lloyd. They'd rather fight the devil and then to claim to the blood of the Lord, you know. But they got everything backwards in this world. To me, it's getting worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and God was not pleased with Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed it with brimstone, you know. It's going to be a day like that, you know. any day now, it's worse than now it was Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, any day, you know, you better look out. You got to be watching and you got to be praying for his coming back, because if you don't, you're going to miss something. Then it's going to be everlasting too late. But my battery about to go dead on my phone, Brother Lord, and I'll talk to y'all maybe next week, if not before. If you need anything, just give me a call or text me or something, and I'll say I love the Lord, and I'll turn it back over to you.
We for sure do appreciate you there, Brother Billy. Appreciate you standing there with us and helping us out there. So, yeah, we'll be talking to you there again there sometime another, probably this week. But anyway, everybody remember to come down there December the 20th for the Christmas play down there at Varnell Full Gospel, Cedar Street, Varnell, Georgia. So come down there and they'll treat you so many ways you have to like one of them. And,
amen.
So God bless you, and we sure appreciate you. And I want to I'll let you go there then, Brother Billy. I'm going to let Tim sing some more songs here. So God bless you. We
all
love
right,
you.
All right, Ben. All right, bye-bye. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you want to be a part of this service tonight, want to call in on 310-742-1759, go ahead and call in. We'll put you on the line here with us. So just worship the Lord with us as Tim sings these songs here. So praise God. Hallelujah.
The enemy come against me, and it caught me by surprise. I became so fearful, for it seemed I'd not survive. But God came near me in a way I'd never known. He brought comfort to my fragile heart and a joy that overflowed. I've won the victory has come. Though the enemy still makes his presence known, I planted my feet in the Word of God. He fought the battle I've won. I know there'll be more battles that come from day to day. Lord, clothe me in your armor as I take up the shield of faith. Lord, you are my stronghold. My heart will not fear. With your word as my weapon, I know victory is near. I've won the victory has come. So the enemy still makes his presence known. I planted my feet in the Word of God. He fought the battle. Yes, he fought. The mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, His word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord
all overtaking me. Well, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall want, he said to me. You can read it in the Bible yourself, first one, Psalm 23. As in death in his shadow, in the fear of evil, he has set me free. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, his word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. He anointed my head with gold, and my cup overflows. Now I'm walking by faith, tell the world of his grace everywhere I go. I say goodbye to sin and strife. I'm going to dwell with the Lord all the days of my life. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, his word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me. In the dark of the night, his word is my light, and I can see. And I'm feasting at the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and the mercies of the Lord are overtaking me.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. If you want to be a part of this service tonight, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us just to obey the Lord. So Betty's got some Bible scriptures she's going to read here, and I think she's going to read something above the scriptures there, maybe what David said or something. So it won't be in the scripture. We'll tell you whenever we start in the going to be a reading in Psalms 18 and 1 through 19, but we're reading this here above Psalms, whatever you want to call it there, I don't remember.
To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of his song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed about me, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and the fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion. Round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick cloud passed hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coal of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, and they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place and delivered me, because he delighted in me.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. Appreciate the wonderful word there that she read. You know, David, he realized whenever he called out to God and God would hear him, even in his troubles, you know, God heard him and answered. And, you know, that's the way it is with us today. If we get into trouble, we can call out to God and God will hear us. Because he tells us there in one passage in the scriptures there, I believe in Psalms, he said that he heard the poor man's cry and he delivered him out of all of his troubles. And, you know, God's still doing that same thing today. If you get into trouble, in spiritually trouble, all you got to do is call out to God and God will come on the scene. You know, a lot of times the devil starts getting on to me or something or other. I just start trying to hum a little song or something, just start praising God. Then just immediately, after you start praising God, you're going to feel Satan leave you alone and leave you alone. And, you know, I thank God tonight because whenever we start praising God, the devil has to flee. And I just magnify him and just glorify him. So I just want to say it's been good to be on here weekends tonight. I thank God for each and every one that's tuned in listening to us. So I think we'll just go ahead and shut it off, and we probably will cut back to an hour instead of 2 hours on our broadcast. So anyway, God knows what he's doing, so we just thank God for it. So tune in next Tuesday, and we'll see what the Lord does there. So God bless you. We love every one of you. So bye.